Christine DiMattei, reporter slash anchor. What did you think was the weirdest story to come out of Florida this past year?
Well, there was one I spotted, and when I first saw it, I said, it's got to be a joke, but it was not. A dude found a 4-foot-long live alligator in a park. He catches it, takes it to the nearest convenience store, and tries to trade it in for a 12-pack of beer. You know, I mean, in Florida, we have very basic rules about our wildlife. Please don't feed the dolphins. Please don't ride the manatee. Please don't trade in our gators for convenience store food.
Tom Hudson, our Vice President of News at WLRN, what story stuck out to you this year in 2013 as the weirdest?
Perhaps an inadvertent ban on smartphones, Ari. Back in March, federal and state regulators and prosecutors were investigating internet cafes for illegal gaming. They conducted a raid. The subsequent investigation actually led to the resignation of a lieutenant governor, so the legislature acted quickly and banned internet cafes. A lawsuit is subsequently filed, and one of these operators in Homestead of these internet cafes claims that because of the definition as a device, system, or network used to display images of games of chance, that a smartphone or a computer in these internet cafes at all would be outright banned. So there was a big rub in the press, of course, about the state of Florida did it again, banning smartphones.
To ask the question that I'm sure is on everybody's mind right now, if you've gotten or are getting a new tablet or computer for Christmas, is it legal to use it under Florida law?
Yeah, all right. The lawsuit actually was eventually thrown out on constitutional grounds. So yes, in fact, in the state of Florida, you can still use your smartphone. I'm sorry, my phone's ringing. Let me take that here.
Reporter Wilson Sayre, what did you think was one of the craziest stories to come out of South Florida this year?
The creative ways that adult stores in Fort Lauderdale are getting around restrictions that you have to be a certain number of feet away from public property. And so the deal is, if you have under 30% of your merchandise on the floor that is quote unquote adult products, then you're okay. You're not called an adult store. So one store in Fort Lauderdale has a second story where they have dust-coated Regis Philbin workout videos and like 100 copies of the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which probably will never sell, but it's one way that they're getting around it.
Digital editor Maria Murial.
Earlier this year, there was a man who started living in a Boca Raton mansion, and it was a foreclosed home owned by Bank of America, but he was living there because of an ancient law called adverse possession, which allows somebody to become the owner of a property if they stay there long enough and pay the taxes. So that's what he was doing, and he gained international attention with his squatting, basically, in this Boca mansion. And lots of people were going crazy about it because, you know, this is a 23-year-old man who was living in this really, really fancy home. And I think the craziest part of the story is that after all the international attention, the guy tries to launch a rap career.
From squatter to rapper, there have been stranger paths to rap stardom.
This is just, I guess, the path you take when you're a Boca Raton squatter.